This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Imagine this. You just get off a plane after a long flight. In fact, after a long journey far from your home country, and you don't know where you are.
There was no welcoming party, so the group wandered some 3.5 miles to Martha's Vineyard Community Services in Edgartown.
Immigrants who were told that they would be greeted here with a place to stay and with jobs.
Sound there from WSAZ-TV, and it includes State Representative Dylan Fernandez, who represents Cape Cod and the Islands. And he's talking about the roughly 50 South American migrants who landed on Martha's Vineyard yesterday afternoon after being falsely lured onto a flight in Texas with promises of work papers, jobs, shelter. This is an unfolding story, but it is life right now for those migrants who have endured so much already. Gladys Vega is executive director of La Colaborativa, formerly known as the Chelsea Collaborative, and they have worked with migrants from the southern border on resettlement. She joins us now. Gladys, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me over.
So Gladys, I'm going to set this up a little bit more. About 50 people, Venezuela and Colombia, where they're coming from, they cross the southern border, where according to the Department of Homeland Security, a record number of people have died in the attempt to cross the border over the last year. Someone makes false promises to get them on a plane, which then lands in Florida and South Carolina before landing without warning on Martha's Vineyard. They walk 3.5 miles to find help because no one's even there when they disembark. There's a lot of conversation about this right now, Gladys, but I wonder, as much as anything, is this a story of strength and resilience, actually?
For me, it's the story of lots of immigrants that have come to United States. For me, it's the story of many of the people I serve in my community. We have also been getting those people from Venezuela, Peru, and Colombia recently. We did this with unaccompanied minors in 2014. We opened the doors. We are a sanctuary city. We do what it takes. And if they were to come here, we'll welcome them with open arms, and we'll figure out as a community together. La Colaborativa has been doing this for approximately 30 years. And most recently, we've been sort of like dealing with so many other problems, such as providing families with food, utilities, rental assistance, mental health, looking for housing. We're doing whatever it takes. Our brothers and sisters coming from here are fleeing because they feel that they were going to get the sanctuary. And they were fleeing because of devastating conditions in their countries, inflicted sometimes by the politics of the government and another human crisis. But we are here to lend a hand and continue to do the work that we need to do in order for us to serve our community and the newcomers. We were not asked to choose the country of origin, right? So as people that have come to the United States, we all have to sort of like figure out ways to help these families, lend a hand and make sure that we serve them and that we serve them well.
So Gladys, let me just pick up there, please. Yes. There's a lot in what you've already said, and I'd like to pick up a couple of those threads.
Sure.
So we know that these men, women, and children came often with no luggage. Many had no idea where they were. Here's State Senator Julian Sear, who represents the Cape and the Islands, speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition this morning.
Island officials moved heaven and earth to essentially set up the equivalent of the shelters that we would put in place for a hurricane or a nor'easter, did that, you know, in a matter of hours.
And Governor Charlie Baker has no public events today, but in a statement to WBUR, his office said that short-term shelter services are being provided to the migrants and, quote, the administration will continue to support those efforts, unquote. I thought about that comment from Julian Sear because you were just talking about the way a whole community has to come together to be welcoming and supportive. What does it take, Gladys? Tell us a little more.
So sincerely, it basically takes an organization or a church that opens the door, and then a whole community of network and supporters and lawyers and neighbors and church-going people. We come together, we text, you know, our network and say, identify, you know, 100 codes. Let's give them rental assistance. Let's send them to Market Basket with gift cards so they can buy food. Let's buy them food while we are doing the interview. Let's feed them. Let's make sure that they feel welcome. Let's also call for mental health. Let's make sure that MGH knows if they're vaccinated or not. I mean, in this coming up Saturday, we have a small clinic just for approximately 40 families. And it's a very private clinic, so we don't want to overwhelm them. But that's exactly what we're doing. They come into my office. We're going to sort of like provide all the wraparound services with some of our nonprofit organizations in MGH. And then we're going to take them to MGH and figure out if they need vaccination, if they need a physical. And that's what we're doing in Chelsea. So, I mean, if we can use models like that, and then also we are working closely with the school department to register in the school system.
So
that is happening.
That is a tremendous amount of work, and the range of that work, right? Everything from legal services to grocery store gift cards and everything in between. So help us understand what it would mean to have roughly 50 people arrive completely unannounced, both in terms of the impact it has. I mean, this is a fundamental affront to human dignity, and we need to say that right up front. And also to scramble to provide that kind of support when you want to do it in a way that respects fundamental human dignity and therefore requires all of those pieces.
Yeah. I think I literally think that it basically takes the willingness of ourselves and our neighbors and people that have come together. I have no, I am not shy for devastation or crises. I have the experience. I have the networks. I have the support. So, I mean, if that was to happen in Chelsea, you have to understand that Chelsea is still suffering from the crises of COVID and how drastically we were impacted. But these are human beings. So we could not shut the doors if something was to happen like that in our city. I mean, I immediately got nervous when I saw it in the news because I said Cape Cod is a central city. Does that mean that Chelsea's next? And we're meeting the group that is meeting on that is doing this thing on Saturday. We're thinking what would happen if that happens to us. And what would happen is that we would face it hands on. We would do whatever it takes. We would call our friends at the police department, tell them any donations of clothing. We would call, you know, our friends from Job Lab. Do you have any codes? Do you have any food in the New England Produce Center? We would sincerely, God bless us, and hopefully this changes. But if it doesn't change it, let it be, and we'll welcome them. We've been here before. We have the experience. We have the networks. We have the resources. And the most important thing, we have worked with people that have that resiliency. We have worked with people that have been broken. We have worked with people that have been raped as they're crossing the border. We have worked with people that have nothing in their backpack, nothing but a phone number in their t-shirt.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and finish that sentence.
If that's what they get, that then they'll have a little bit much more, because we will work very hard to get them to a level of dignity that they're treated with respect, regardless how they enter the country.
So I want to underscore two things there. You talked about, you know, one of the first conversations was, we're also a sanctuary city. There is reporting people were told they were going to Boston, and we are seeing this elsewhere. Chicago, New York, just today, actually in front of Vice President Kamala Harris's house in Washington, D.C. So we know, you know, that it's possible that there will be more of this. The other thing I think I want to underscore from what you just said, Gladys, those horrible experiences of the people that you've supported could be the experiences of the roughly 50 people who landed in Martha's Vineyard and were used as pawns. Yeah. So a couple of other things. Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted this morning, exploiting vulnerable people for political stunts is repulsive and cruel. Massachusetts is fully capable of handling asylum seekers, and I'll keep working with local, state, and federal partners to ensure we have the necessary resources to care for people with dignity, end quote. Are you, as a person and a provider, Gladys, are you angry today?
Of course I am. Of course I am. I am angry because no one is deserves to be told that they're going to a place that they're going to be offered something, and then when they come, tell me the truth. Tell me, listen, whoever wants to be dropped off at an airport and then you find your housing on your own or whatever, give me the truth and I'll deal with the truth. Don't tell me something different because it gives a bad taste, but it also gives a bad taste of what city officials are like. My situation in the city of Chelsea is not like that. We have amazing state rep, amazing federal delegation, amazing politicians. So the fact that, you know, from Florida, from New York, or from Texas, they telling them, come and we're going to do this, it's ridiculous. You know, just tell them the truth. And then if you guys want to risk it and come, then let it be. But don't tell people like that. Don't say that. That's inhumane. And Americans are much better people than that.
Do the people who have landed now in Martha's Vineyard, lured again under false pretenses onto a plane in Texas, do they have any control over their lives right now? If they want to leave the vineyard, can they go somewhere else if they want to?
You know what? I have no idea, but the ones that are coming to Chelsea, they said that they dropped them off at the airport a couple of days ago. Some people found them when the first 50 came, and then they learned about Chelsea, and they knew that there were a lot of immigrants like themselves, and they came.
And so when was this?
We've been having groups of people coming probably within the last, I want to say, a month already, a month, 5 weeks. Yes. Yeah, but it hasn't been like a bus full of people. It has been, you know, three families from Peru, two families from Colombia, that they're in the airport, that they drop them in Connecticut somewhere or like that. So, or that they came from New York, and they have the papers of a place where in Texas they were in a refugee center. So we also have to figure out, are these legit people that came in the bus? And yes, they are, because they have some type of documentation that they were in a location of refugee.
And Gladys, how do you find out that there are families standing at airports who've been shipped off?
Sincerely, we have a lot of Chelsea residents. This is incredible. We have a lot of Chelsea residents that work in the airport, and they say, go to La Colaborativa.
Wow.
And that's how it's basically people in they find them in a bed or in a sofa with no place to go, and they bring them to La Colaborativa. And we're like, and immediately I'm like, okay, is this legit? Our staff is told to tell them, do you have any documentation? Welcome and blah, blah, blah. And we immediately feed them because we bet that they must be hungry from being in the airport. So we welcome them, and then we were like, when we incorporated a question, did they give you any notification? Are you aware that you have to follow up in case of you need to change the venue to the if you have a court hearing? Now that court hearing has to be in Massachusetts. And immediately they open up, they pull their little envelope or piece of paper, and they tell us where they came from and who's sending them here. And that's how we find out that they're legit.
So Gladys, you know, yes, that there are those who will say they came here illegally, we owe them nothing. And they'll even argue, as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did in a statement, yes, to NPR when he was claiming responsibility for this flight, that sanctuary, yes, cities actually encourage illegal behavior. How do you respond to that?
That is not true. That doesn't encourage legal behavior. What that encourages is a relationship with law enforcement. In the city of Chelsea, our undocumented immigrants are not afraid of the police. They know that they're not ICE agents. They built a relationship. When they witness a crime, they call the police. They trust our partners, our nonprofit organizations, and city officials. That is not true. And you know what? The vast majority of Americans would not agree with what is happening, because we can never forget where we came from, and the United States was always built with immigrant blood and sweat. We can never forget that. And we cannot forget that unless we, an indigenous community, we were also immigrant at one point of our life.
So Gladys, what can listeners who want to help do right now to help La Colaborativa in your work, to help folks coming over the southern border?
So I think it's ideally just reach out. And if you are a lawyer and you can donate your pro bono services, if you may want to donate anything in terms of clothing, just reach out and let us know what we need. Like, right, you know, ask La Colaborativa, hey, how can we help if you're helping families? And we will tell you what to do.
Website and phone number, Gladys, just quickly.
Our phone number is 617-889-6080.
889-6080.
Yeah, 6080. 617-889-6080. And I also think it's like, let's help also Cape Cod, let's help the communities that are facing this group of people coming in. I really think that we all have to work together to build a better Massachusetts like we always do. People from Boston are incredible people. I was shown that during the pandemic, and I'm forever grateful.
And we will put your contact information on our website. And thank you for the exhortation to support people in Martha's Vineyard as well. That is Gladys Vega, who's executive director of La Collaborativa, formerly known as the Chelsea Collaborative. Gladys, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.